This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So welcome to the Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm guest teacher today. My name's Kelly Boyes. And I am curious, is this anyone's first time here? Okay, a few of us, me included. I'm really glad to be here and excited to be able to sit with everyone here. I think there are also a lot of people online. So saying hello to folks around the world as well. And gosh, I was just thinking about what's a good topic or theme? Like, what's present for me and what seems present for the people that I know right now? And I want to get into just doing a really short piece of teaching, give a tool, and then we'll go into a practice. So the practice will be about 20 to 25 minutes with a period of silence in there. Okay, so in case anyone doesn't know, this is a partnership with UCLA Mindful and the Hammer Museum, and I believe Diana Winston started this like 16 years ago. So, and she and her colleagues have been teaching this kind of every week for that long. Okay, definition of mindfulness. So I like the definition, which is really close to, I think, what you've probably heard before. This comes from the Mindful UK report, which was a partnership between the Mindfulness Initiative in England and Parliament, where they were looking at mindfulness across different sectors, and they defined it. So if you want to search online, you can look at the Mindfulness Initiative, and they have actually a copy of this report that was delivered in Parliament. I actually got a chance to be there and see it. The definition is paying attention in the present moment to your inner and outer environment with kindness and curiosity. So I'll say that again. Paying attention in the present moment to your inner and outer environment with kindness and curiosity. So you can hear in this definition, it's kind of more like a way of being than anything else that we're training for. And the typical way that we train for that is attention training. There are a lot of other ways to train for mindfulness, including some other ways that I teach, like deep rest practices. But when you're training your attention, what you do is you place your attention on an object like the breath or a body sensation, and then you notice it. You kind of just be with it. And then when you get distracted, you gently reorient your attention back to that object, a breath, a thought, a body sensation, whatever it is. So over time, you're kind of developing this capacity to train your attention to be more present in the present moment. As you do that, your inner judger doesn't do it for you. You learn to kind of be more kind and curious with your experience, including to that which judges. So it's a really kind of radically welcoming practice to truly embody mindfulness. So we're going to get into it, but I want to say one thing. So when you think of training attention, sometimes it can be like, okay, why am I focusing on the breath? What is the point? Well, when you're able to sustain your attention on the breath over time, because you've trained your attention with this kindness and curiosity, you can then apply that to other stuff like emotions and being able to meet and welcome an emotion that's there. And you can actually sustain your attention with that emotion or with that thing that's happening long enough to work with it. So I think of mindfulness as you're being with your experience and then you're working with it. So one of the things that you can use your attention for, and this graph is going to be crude, hopefully you can see it from the audience and online, is to find what I call like a nervous system baseline. So if you think of your nervous system being activated like from 0 to 10, and 0 is kind of like a wet noodle, and 10 is completely triggered, activated, anxious, angry, whatever, depressed, that's still activated nervous system. If you think of a 3 between 0 and 10, a 3 is like an aware mind in a calm body. So you're not a total wet noodle, and you're not completely activated either in your nervous system. So I want to just show a graph of like what happens in a typical day when you haven't practiced mindfulness, and we've all been there. Maybe this was yesterday for some of us. But here's a typical day, like 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and the graph is showing like a nervous system activation from 0 to 10. So you get these spikes during the day of stress, and your mind just kind of runs with it. And if you don't have a tool to kind of downregulate your nervous system, work with your mind, then what can happen at the end of the day is you're completely at like an 8 to a 10 on this scale. And then what do you have to do to get back down to a baseline of 3? 5 hours of Netflix, you know, whatever it is that you actually think is helping you, but probably that isn't either, you know, especially depending on the show. And so this is kind of like a graph you can see of a day where we've not been able to kind of harness our attention toward allowing ourselves to come back to the sense of equanimity, this ease of being here, which is a 3, which is, again, like an aware mind in a calm body. So if you just think of that, like kind of maybe feel in your body when you're aware, maybe even right now, aware and also relaxed. Okay, here's what happens. And by the way, we created this graph as part of a program for training UN staff in mindfulness. So if they can do it, like humanitarians in the field, like I think, you know, it's a good one for us too. So here's the graph when you're practicing mindfulness. You're still getting triggered. There's nothing wrong with stress at all. It's good for us. In fact, we don't want to be like a mindful robot living at 3 all the time. You know, that would be actually stressful to be so peaceful all the time, right? So you get stressed, you have these spikes throughout the day, but you have a tool to be able to downregulate your nervous system back to this kind of aware mind, calm body. So if you look throughout the day, if you keep kind of touching back to this 3 on this nervous system baseline scale, then at the end of the day, maybe you're at a 4. What is that gonna take for you to get back to a 3? Not much. So this is a difference between, we've all had this day for sure, and we maybe know the difference between that day and a day like this. So a tool that I'm gonna teach, and then we'll go into a practice, is 5 mindful breaths. It's really, really simple. And again, this can be for advanced meditators. I've been meditating for 20 years. I use this regularly. Okay, so it's 5 mindful breaths. And the deal is that you inhale to the count of 1, your own count of 1, and then you exhale to the count of 2. So try it with me in this moment with your eyes open even, or closed. If they're closed right now, you can keep them closed. Inhaling to the count of 1. And then through the nose, exhaling to the count of 2. Okay, now do that 4 more times, wherever you are in this moment. 4 more mindful breaths, into 1, out to 2. So as you can see, this is a very quick way to kind of regulate or balance back to a place of aware mind, calm body. We'll integrate this into the practice that we're sitting today. So one last thing just before we begin the practice is the idea isn't just to turn into, you know, some kind of person that never gets triggered or is always very calm. In fact, if you see someone that's always very calm, there might be something beneath the surface. So what we're trying to do is really meet life on its own terms as it is, feel what we feel, and then how quickly can you come back? How quickly can you kind of come back home, come back to yourself, come back to a rested baseline? That's more what we're going for in this practice. So, all right, we'll sit for just over 20 minutes together, and I'll guide for some of it. So get comfortable. You can find a place for your feet, or a place to rest your hands. And you can allow your gaze to lower, your eyes to close. If you're new to the practice, there's no correct way to do this. It's really just finding somewhere comfortable that you could sit for the next little while. Okay, begin by kind of opening the senses. So notice any sounds in the room. Maybe the sound of your own breath. Can you feel yourself having like a aware mind, calm body, maybe feeling the contact with the chair or wherever it is that you're resting? Letting your thoughts kind of fade into the background as you sink into a sense of physicality in your body and noticing your breath coming and going. You feel yourself as the awareness that's aware of your experience. Maybe there's a quality of kindness, of curiosity toward what you hear, what you sense, including the thoughts in your mind, whatever they are. Just kindly noticing them and then letting them pass through. If you'd like, you can place your attention on the breath as it comes and goes. This might be the feeling of breathing. Or maybe you even say inwardly, breathing. As your attention is on your breath coming and going, could you let your whole body relax like 10% more? Just let the shoulders relax, let your body just sink into the surface you're on, the chair, wherever you are. maybe even becoming aware of other people also sitting, doing this attention training practice, meditating. If you can, relax behind your eyes. Relax your shoulders. Feel your contact with the ground. That might be through your feet, through your seat. Continue with your attention on the breath, and if you'd like, you can try the 5 mindful breaths tool where you kind of follow the inhale in to the count of 1 and then follow the exhale out to the count of 2 for 5 breaths. Your exhale is twice as long. Perhaps you're now getting a little more in touch with this sense of aware mind and calm body. So you can continue to allow the attention to follow the breath in and out. So you're not pushing, you're kind of following the flow of the breath. It's helpful, become aware of the body sensations, like the feeling in your palms of your hands, backs of your legs, your feet. Inviting any kind of unnecessary tension to drop. Notice how that is, what's present in your thinking mind and in your body in this moment. No judgment, including any of the judgments. It's just a feeling of welcoming presence to your experience. If your mind starts thinking, no problem. Having curiosity and kindness toward the thought, and then redirect your attention back to the breath, back to the simple felt sense of being here with nothing to do right now. The weight of the body. go of kind of thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future, and resting into this present moment, just as it is. As you do so, you may notice any emotions that may be present, like a feeling of pleasantness or a grief. Again, just with kindness and curiosity, welcoming that to be here as a body sensation, letting go of the story of it for now. No need to solve it. Just being in that first-hand experience right now of feeling your breath, your body, and then noticing thoughts and emotions as they come and go. Just welcoming things to be just as they are. Again, having a body felt sense of aware mind, calm body. We'll have a period of silence where you can do whatever practice is most resonant for you, including the 5 mindful breaths practice, or simply resting here in your own sense of simplicity, of stillness, of silence. maybe again trying this 5 mindful breaths where it's into 1, out to 2, and this time try to just follow the breath, the natural flow in, and extend the exhalation twice as long for 5 breaths. Notice if there's also perhaps a sense of kind of gratitude or just kind of like a simple felt sense of joy of sitting with other people doing this kind of an inward practice. So if that's present, just notice any feelings of gratitude, warmth, connection. And maybe even visualize yourself going through the rest of the day, like standing up, walking out of here, going into your day, and carrying this sense of aware mind, calm body, along with this tool to be able to kind of balance your nervous system back to this place. And then sense right under that, as we close the practice, could you feel a quality of welcoming what's here that's a little deeper than all of that? It's like a deep equanimity to this present moment. This is kind of the ultimate resource. So if that's available to you, just notice how it is showing up right now. Feeling of welcoming. It's like, what's here for me to welcome? Thought, a feeling, a situation, anything at all. Joy, gratitude. And then kind of gently reorient your attention so you can kind of slowly allow your eyes to open and become aware of the auditorium, or if you're online, wherever you are. So the neat thing with UCLA Mindful is they have twice a week free meditations, once here and then once on Monday with Marv Belzer, who's an amazing teacher as well. So, and other teachers besides Diana. So you can always come back. And if you'd like to find out more about my work, you can look at kellyboys.org or kelly.boys on Instagram. It's Boys is my last name, like boys and girls. And you can find out more there. Thank you so much for meditating with me. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.